new research shows that children who became ill with coronavirus were unlikely to have long-term effects. Illness from COVID-19 lasted no more than a week on average in people aged between 5 and 17, according to findings from a study led by researchers at King's College in London. Fewer than 2% have symptoms which lasted more than 8 weeks. The results were published in the Lancet Child and Adolescent Health Journal. We can talk now to Emma Duncan, Professor of Clinical Endocrinology and Consultant Physician at King's College London. Professor Duncan, good morning.
Good morning.
This study focuses on data from 1,734 children who were tested positive for COVID-19 and whose symptoms then were reported regularly until they were well again. What have you learned about the way COVID-19 affects children and how long the illness lasts?
Well, thank you very much. I actually think you summarised the study beautifully in your introduction. So these were children, we had a quarter of a million children who were reported through the COVID Symptoms Study app, of whom about 75,000 were tested. So we had both children who tested positive and children who tested negative. But importantly, we were able to time their testing relative to when their symptoms started to occur. So we could be very accurate that their symptoms were due to COVID-19. So those children who did have a positive test for COVID-19, as you said, on average, children were sick for less than a week. 6 days was the average, 5 days in younger children, primary school aged children, 5 to 11, and 7 days in high school children aged 12 to 17. The average burden of symptoms in the first week of illness was 3 symptoms. 4% of children had symptoms that lasted for more than 28 days. And as you said, fewer than 2% had symptoms that lasted for more than 8 weeks. But importantly, some children who tested for COVID but were negative also had symptoms that lasted for more than 4 weeks. So although long symptom duration can occur with children who've got COVID-19, it can also occur with other illnesses as well. And we need to remember this when we're planning for healthcare delivery for all children who are sick.
And for those children, Professor Duncan, who continued to have symptoms beyond 8 weeks, typically what symptoms did they experience?
So the symptoms that were commonest in the kids who had 8 weeks of symptoms were anosmia, the loss of smell, headache, sore throat and fatigue.
In general, though, children seem to have better outcomes than adults from COVID-19. Why is that?
I think that's true for many illnesses, not just for COVID-19. And I'll just put the full stop there, actually.
And do you know why? Why that is the case?
No, that isn't my area of expertise, and this study doesn't address that particular question.
Okay, and this study does show, though, a difference between older and younger children.
It did. You were more likely to have symptoms the older you were, and this actually fitted with what we found in adults as well. Our earlier study, published in September last year, which looked at long symptom duration in adults, showed that there were higher rates in adults, and the older you were, the more likely you were to have more prolonged symptoms. And I think this reflects the fact that older adults take longer to recover from illness.
Does this study mean that people can have a bit more confidence, perhaps as schools return later this month and next month, that this is an illness which in the round has only a mild effect on children?
I think that that's a fair comment. I think our study is reassuring that while on the one hand validating the experience of those children who do have prolonged symptoms, on the other hand, it says that long illness duration with COVID-19 is unusual in children. And those children who do suffer with long symptoms usually get better with time. Obviously, there are other reasons to be concerned with children returning to school, taking the illness home to parents, grandparents, the next door neighbour, and so forth and so on. But from the children themselves, this is a reassuring, and their families, this is reassuring.
And just finally, Professor Duncan, is it likely that different variants of this disease will have a different effect on children in the future?
So that's an important question, and it's not something that we can answer yet because Delta virus has not been the predominant variant in the United Kingdom for long enough for us to be able to track symptoms for 4, 8 and 12 weeks. But the early data is that children who have Delta virus do not seem to have a different illness profile than that seen with other variants earlier on. That's data from Public Health England, not from our study, but that's certainly reassuring that if that's true for our study, that's good news, but that's something that we will have to watch over time.
All right, Emma Duncan, Professor of Clinical Endocrinology and Consultant Physician at King's College in London. Thank you very much indeed for joining us this morning.